101.9 FM CFRC broadcast from Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee territory. It is 6 p.m. on Wednesday, October 9th. Hi, I'm your host, Skylar James.
And I'm your host, Abby Boatwright.
And this is Sky's the Limit, the weekly program where every week we choose a different genre, a different theme, a different whatever we want to play based on the time of year and the weather. And this week, what do we have this week?
It is Stomp Clap Hey Week.
And now I feel like we need to, you know, elaborate on what nope. Stomp Clap Hey means.
No, if you don't know, you're not part of the inner circle.
Essentially, what sort of Spotify coined as stomp and holler music. We're talking like early 2010s, late 2000s, like sort of, I don't know,
all folk, the millennials go crazy.
Yeah, folk, but like pseudo folk music, like pop folk. And then there was a tweet written earlier this year that says, remember this genre of music, like from 2011? I like to call it stomp clap hey. That stuff sucked, LMAO.
Well, there's the TikTok I was telling you about that I saw, which was that person walking down the street saying, you guys all have Noah Kahan? Well, I used to have a band made up of seven Noah Kahans.
The Lumineers. I don't know.
Mumford and Sons.
Yeah, so anyways, we're really taking that and we're rolling with it tonight. And listen, this type of music, it's cheesy. It's not for everyone, but I want everyone to embrace the cheese tonight because I 100% am. I don't get down with this type of music all of the time.
But it's the weather for it today.
It's the weather for it today. It's a little cheesy. Grab an IPA. We're going full for it today. We're going to start off with a classic. I think the song that really defines this genre, the Lumineers here with Ho Hey.
I've been trying to do it right. I've been living a lonely life. I've been sleeping here instead. I've been sleeping in my bed. Sleeping in my bed. So show me family. All the blood that I will bleed. I don't know.
And there's not a single thing to say it's Christmas Eve or St. Nicholas. I know I ain't in your list, but if you're listening, I need a bus ticket. I came through Montreal, I lost a lot of dough. could find no honest job, so I did some other ones. Got into trouble and I had to run or suffer, and then a long road into a long December. Oh, St. Stephen, where is your feast when I so sorely need it? When I haven't hardly eaten, but I give my food and drink to see my home again, to see my mother's hand against her apron. Southern wind, oh, send me up to my kin. Hear the boys singing through their drunken grinning. Oh, Jesus, Joseph, Mary, I hear their voices carry me home. My love back to my home, back to my only shelter, where in the awful weather I will be warm and welcome. Back to my home.
I was gonna say Tim Baker, that's a lie. Hey Rosetta, carry me home. Once again, it wouldn't be a radio show without Skylar spreading some misinformation. That is Hey Rosetta there with Carry Me Home. I mean,
what a nice Christmas song.
You know, it's not a Christmas song. It's not a Christmas song. Yes, it has bells, and yes, it says Christmas Eve. That doesn't mean it's a Christmas song. I get down to it in October.
There you go.
So there you go. Anyways, the reason why I said Tim is because Hey Rosetta was the band that Tim Baker was in before he was Tim Baker. But yeah, then he went solo. But Hey Rosetta, what a classic band for this stomp, clap, hey, early 2010s era of music. I think they fit right into that, but they don't get as much credit as people like the Lumineers because they're Canadian, I think.
Yeah, I was going to say I haven't heard of them in years until we were putting this together and you said, oh, I'm going to play Hey Rosetta. I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was in the back of my mind.
Yeah, because this era of music was so strongly dominated by specifically Americans.
Yeah.
Like there have been weeks where it's like so easy to find Canadians, like that like early internet rock week I did. It was like, oh, Canadians were great during this era, but yes, this era was so distinctly like Southwestern American for some reason. Mm-hmm. And then like East Coast as well. It was like Southwestern, like Arizona area, and then like East Coast, like New England area as well. But yeah, Canada didn't really fit into that because we went too folk, I think. We weren't pop enough. We were too hardcore in the folk.
Yeah. This is your specialty. If you want some information about Canadian music in 1983, I can tell you.
Listen. I can be the person who's young at heart.
There you go.
Speaking of heart, this next song is one of my faves, from one of my fave albums at the time, by Of Monsters and Men. This is King and Lionheart.
But these problems aside, I think I taught you well, that we won't run, and we won't run, and we won't run. And in the winter night sky, ships are sailing, looking down on these bright blue city lights. And they won't wait, and they won't wait, and they won't wait. We're here to stay, we're here to stay, we're here to stay. Howling ghosts, they reappear in mountains that are stacked with fear. But you're a king and I'm a lion heart, a lion heart. It's climbing up the way out, we move slowly past the wandering eyes of the ones that were left behind. Though far away, though far away, though far away, we're still the same, we're still the same, we're still the same. How we go stay reappearing, mountains that are sky. You're a king and I'm a lion. And in the sea that's painted black, creatures lie below the tide. But you're a king and I'm a lion. And as the world comes to an end, I'll be here to hold.
Time don't command, wanna be the first to ride. No time for pondering why I'm wandering on while we both sit back. To the earth, would you follow me? There's a world that was meant for us to see. To the earth, would you follow me? If you know that was saved by diversity.
Huron with Ends of the Earth.
And you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. Lord Huron there. What a throwback track. Mm. That's all the like granola Instagram girlies. Use that in their like Instagram reels.
I hadn't heard like Lord Huron really at all until like recently I went and listened to a bunch of their albums, but I had only known like Strange Trails a little bit. But
okay, interesting. Yeah. No, it was like they were very like a, I don't know, like a Tumblr, like Instagram influencer band.
That, yeah, I get that.
Song was from 2012. So we're sticking around the same area here of like the early 2010s. But yeah, I don't know. Just that's all I think of them as is like the Instagram influencer band. Speaking of 2012, 2012 was when Babel, the album by Mumford and Sons was released. And music was changed forever.
Yeah, what an album.
What an album. I mean, it is a great album, I think.
Yeah, I have this album on CD.
Yes, you do. I forgot about that, actually. It is a great album, I think. It just defined this era so like, I don't know, well with the Lumineers, like the self-titled album by the Lumineers. It was Babel and the Lumineers. Mm-hmm. That was this era, because it was 2011 and 2012 that these albums came out. And yes, they were wildly overplayed. I will just say that.
But now they're nostalgic.
But now they're nostalgic, even though it was only 10, no, 14, no, 12 years ago.
Math.
Skylar does math.
Okay, give the people what they want. Yeah.
I'm going. I was laughing at me not being able to do math.
No, you know it. You can hear it.
Anyways,
it's coming.
You've all been waiting for it, literally. Mumford & Sons here. I will wait.
Well, I hit home like a stone, and I fell heavy into your arms. These days of darkness, which we've known, will blow away with this new sun. But I strong, and use my head alongside my heart. So tame my flesh and fix my eyes, a tethered mind freed from the lies. And
to pay. Slow down, nothing's gonna disappear. If you give yourself some room to move to the music you hear. Gotta get up, listen to me. Clap your hands, stomp your feet. Looking for the great escape, looking to the greener side, trying to find a better way. Slow down, open up your big brown eyes, feel the rhythm in your heart. You don't even need to try. Gotta get up, listen to me. Clap your hands, stomp your feet.
Serena Ryder with Stompa. Another certified banger there.
In the words of Wesley Boatwright.
In the words of Wesley Boatwright, banger after banger this show has been. I mean, okay, listen. The original draft of this playlist did not have Stompa on it. Because I don't know if I consider that necessarily Stomp Clap Hey.
But it's thematically included.
Thematically, though, like genre-wise, it's not Stomp Clap Hey. I mean, it has folky influences, but it's definitely more like a rock song, rock pop. But thematically, I mean, clap your hands, stomp your feet, guys. Come on. I don't know. I also just love that song.
I said, "Hey, Rosetta" was in the back of my brain. That was in the back of my brain. Yeah. I forgot that existed, and then immediately took me back to
it's dark and it's deep in there.
Yeah, it's hey,
it's in a dark place you have not gone to in a long time, but it is in there.
Yeah, it's gonna be there forever.
Yeah,
I just looked at what's next, and it's only gonna get worse.
This song is also gonna be in your brain. Forever.
Oh, here it comes.
Guys, here it comes. Vance Joy here. Everyone's been waiting for it. Riptide.
I was scared of dentists and the dark. I was scared of pretty girls and starting conversations. All my friends are turning green. Yeah, the magician's assistant in their dream. Oh. Oh, and they come.
she's destined for the screen. Closest thing to Michelle Pfeiffer that you've ever seen. Oh, lady, running down to the riptide, taking away to the dark side. I wanna be your left hand man. I love you when you sing me that song. And I got a lump in my throat, cause you're gonna sing the words wrong. Oh, lady, running down to the riptide, taking away to the dark side. I wanna be your left hand man. I love you when you sing me that song.
As you promised me that I was more than all the miles combined, you must have had yourself a change of heart like halfway through the drive, because your voice trailed off exactly as you passed my exit sign. Kept on driving straight and left our future to the right. Now I am stuck between my anger and the blame that I can't face. And memories or something, even smoking weed is not replaced. And I am terrified of weather, because I see you when it rains. Doc told me to travel, but there's COVID on the planes. And I love Vermont, but it's the season of the sticks. And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas. And I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now you're tire tracks in one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll have to do. So I thought that if I piled something good and all my bad, that I could cancel out the darkness I inherited from Dad. No, I am no longer funny, cause I miss the way you laugh. Once called me forever, now you still can't call me back. And I love Vermont, but it's the season of the sticks. And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas. And I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now you're tired tracks in one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll have to do. Season of the sticks, and I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas. And I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now you're tired tracks in one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll have to do.
Noah Kahan, Stick Season, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
What? I mean, again, banger after banger. Okay, when I was making this playlist, I was like, we gotta play Riptide. There's no way we're not playing Riptide. Again, maybe not the most stomp clap hey, but it really fits in that pseudo-folk, you know, acoustic.
Songs you learned on your ukulele.
Songs you learned on your ukulele. And then I was like, I'm trying to find another song. I'm almost at, you know, 13 songs. I'm trying to find another one. And then I'm like, what was the future of Stomp Clap Hey? Like, did this genre...
What was the future?
What was the future? Did this genre completely, like, die in 2014? And then I went, absolutely, it did not. Noah Kahan. Noah Kahan is the future of Stomp Clap Hey. Guys, you can't be a Stomp Clap Hey hater if you're going and you're bumping Noah Kahan at home, because that's Stomp Clap Hey.
Well, we were
hey,
talking
baby.
About this. Well, I brought it up when you said that, of how we were talking about Noah a couple months ago of where you categorize his music, because certain songs on his albums could be, well, album and et cetera, singles and such, can be considered more of like a pop. Some could be more of like an Americana rock. Some could be folk, but they're like sort of all over, which is like this genre we've been discussing.
He is stomp, clap, hey, 100% through and through. He is one of our lasting stomp, clap, hey's. If stomp, clap, hey was an apocalypse to music, Noah Kahan came out of it like crawling through the patch of zombies that was stomp, clap, hey. And Noah Kahan was successful. Say,
I love Vermont, but it's the season of the sticks.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, because I grew up in New England.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I was like, we need to go future of Stomp Clap Hey. I thought that was important, you know, because people listen to Noah Kahan now.
Also, stick season is so this time of year. I don't know if it is for everyone 100%. Else, but the first time I heard the song ever was around this time 2 years ago now, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
So it lives in this time of year in my brain.
Yeah, 100%. We've shown you the future of Stomp Clap Hey. Now we're going to before it was a super popular genre. We're going all the way back to 2008 with this next track. I think a band that never made really that much headway in the U.S., but was definitely influential for this genre. Elliot Brood here with The Valley Town.
I think I told you, baby, you're the one that I've been thinking of.
what I ought to tell you when it's said and done. That you're never gonna get my love. Remember when I held you tight and you couldn't get enough. It doesn't matter what I said that night, cause you're never gonna get my love. And you say that you see change in me. And you say that you got faith in me. But you're you never take me alive. Remember when you said to me, you wanna tie me up. It doesn't matter what you do to me, you know you're never gonna get my love. And I could use you every now and then, like a baseball glove. And I will probably pick you up again, but you're never gonna get my love. Take a trumpet, man. You gave me no, I'm sorry that I'm not the man that you thought I was. And you can cry and you can reprimand me, but you're never gonna get my love. Said I'm sorry that I'm not the man that you clearly thought I was. And you can cry and you can hold my hand, but you're never gonna get mine, never gonna get mine, never gonna get my love.
Noah Reed, Never Gonna Get My Love, and you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. We had a few Canadian songs there. The latter one from Noah Reed, one of my favorite musicians of all time, and that is one of my favorite songs of his. I especially appreciate when he says, take a trumpet, man, and then it's not an actual trumpet. It's just someone doing a slightly bad mouth trumpet.
Mm-hmm.
I really appreciate that rawness from him.
I just had a flashback. I think you played that song the first time I was ever on here with you because you told a anecdote of how it was like the perfect song to listen to in the strawberry field.
Yeah,
that was the first time I was ever on here. That's a while ago, but it
that
brought me
like
back.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. No, I love to listen to that song. I used to work at a farm in the strawberry field and there wasn't a lot of people around. And that's how I learned to do the mouth trumpet. Was I would sit in the strawberry field listening to that song and over and over and over again and just going during the mouth trumpet part.
Live and in studio mouth trumpet.
Guys, I'm playing mouth trumpet. It's getting crazy on Sky's the Limit. You never know what you're going to get. And it's not going to be my love, though.
No,
because
you're never
going to
get my love.
You're never going to get it. This next song, Abby, what do you have to say about this? Do you even have anything to say about this?
All I would say is this song has been changed for me because there have been so many edits to it. So
many edits. This song, again, like the Lord Huron song, very Instagram, early Instagram influencer song for me, very granola girl. You know how it is. Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros, Home.
Nothing please me more than you.
Oh, let me come home. Home is wherever I'm with you. Oh, let me come home. Home is wherever I'm with you.
I'm and I'll go nowhere with.
Plaskett Emergency, Nowhere With You. That brings us to the end of this week of Sky's the Limit. I hope you all had fun with us this week. I had a blast, personally.
I hope you've been jumping around and stomping and clapping.
And clapping and haying.
Yeah.
If you weren't ho-haying along, were you even listening to this week of Sky's the Limit? Also, shout out to the two people who stopped listening when we started playing Riptide and then started listening again when we played Stick Season. Y'all are real ones, for real. Y'all are real ones.
The Riptide just brought back too many memories. They had to go off for a bit.
Ukuleles, I had to leave. I don't know. I had fun. Again, like I said at the top of the show, this genre can be cheesy, but it's fun when you embrace it. So...
yeah, and it's the time, I think, like...
oh, 100% it's the time of year.
Yeah, and yeah. Well, and the time of when these things came out, right? Like, it's interesting to reminisce
the early 2010s.
A decade ago now.
Yeah, exactly.
When this was all you heard at some point.
Yeah. We're going to finish off with a song that is, I think, essential to this genre. What I sort of label as the, like, end of summer, everyone is posting about leaving summer camp song. This is that song. There's nothing else to really say about it. I actually genuinely enjoy it, but I know that a lot of people think it's super cheesy. But yeah, I don't know. Hope you enjoy The Head and the Heart here with Rivers and Roads.
From now, we'll all be gone. All our friends will move away. And they're going to better places. But our friends will be gone away. Nothing is as it has been, and I miss your face like hell. And I guess it's just as well, but I miss your face like hell. Talking about the way things change, and my family lives in a different state. And if you don't know what to make of this, then we will not relate. So if you don't know what to make of this, then we will not relate. Oh,
about you. Rivers and roads, oh rivers and roads, oh rivers till I reach you. Oh, rivers and roads, rivers till I reach you. Oh, rivers and roads, rivers till I
just a couple days away. Get ready for a weekend packed with fun, memories, and excitement. Whether you're looking to reconnect, celebrate, or just enjoy the festivities, there's something for everyone. Don't miss out. Find all the details and plan your perfect weekend at queensu.ca/alumni/homecoming.
We're all aware of the challenges our online spaces present, like online hate and the spread of misinformation. But how can the average person make our online world more positive? Studies have shown it takes just 10% of the people in a community to set its values. We're all digital citizens, and we all have a role to play. Join Media Smarts, Canada's Centre for Digital Media Literacy, on October 23rd for Digital Citizen Day to help make our online world a better place to be. Visit digitalcitizenday.ca to find out how you can make a difference.
C.
If.
R.
C.
101.